Attention campers, somebody has made a comeback, while the other three have been sent packing for good. So, who gets to sit around the BB bonfire a little bit longer? We'll find out soon enough. But first, a new HOH will be crowned. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
So great.
You know, I wish we had a campfire right here.
Yeah,
I know.
We should.
Mm-hmm. I think this whole show.
This whole season has become a campfire, hasn't it? In a sense.
Good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McLean. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show. Tonight, one house guest became the comeback kid, and another will rise to power. But before we get to that, let's introduce our panel. I am so undeniably grateful for these guys. Oh. Sitting next to me is Rachel Swindler.
Hi!
That's all I have to say.
You're
so speechless.
I am speechless. I actually have a lot to say. So.
Okay, good. Well, then next there is Jessica Williams.
Pew, pew.
I'm just a shooter.
Oh, yes.
A six shooter.
Gosh.
And Charles Connolly.
I honestly didn't have a pun ready. I was gonna I was gonna create a pun with all these different numbers, but I've run out because they're used every single number in the Big Brother house.
You could say level six.
My opener was so bad. I'm so sorry,
Rachel's
guys.
Trigger.
I'm way wittier than that. My trigger. Don't say level six. Gosh,
you're like Caitlin.
PTSD. What's wrong with Angela? Sorry.
All right, guys. Tonight we're going to get into grave detail about the winner of Camp Comeback and who we think the new HOH will be and what we think the strategy will be moving forward. Furthermore, we saw a house divided, and there are several cracks in the alliances. I know. Thank God. Who has the best shot of sticking together? Stay with us.
Me.
We'll also touch on the activity powers, both the positive and negative of each one. But Rachel, first, I want to ask you. We've seen a lot of your former BB20 housemates on the show, hosting comps and appearing in Fiji. Are we going to see you anytime soon?
Well, you know what? As of right now, no. And I don't. Thank you.
Yeah,
you
what is that?
Okay, I did low key try to get on Love Island. It didn't work out.
Your Love Island.
I'm
Hello.
Still available if you need me. But no, I don't have anything yet. But you know, who knows?
It's because you have a more important job being here with us.
Exactly. You know what? I'm just here living my best life. I'm going to be on a national television show soon.
Yes.
National series.
Come on.
If you were to host a power veto or an HOH, do you know like what type of power veto or HOH you would want to host? Would you want to host like an endurance comp or like a puzzle?
At this point, anything.
Well,
at this point, just anything.
You're currently hosting the ultimate endurance comp that is life.
Okay. I just thought it would be really cool if I could just like go in and do a what's wrong with and then pick something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
what's wrong with this picture?
And or like, what's wrong different? With this picture?
Yeah. In the game.
Let me give you some ideas, production. Let's go around and give some ideas of a Rachel hosting competition.
Oh my God.
Okay, I have one.
Okay, there we go.
Me first. What's wrong with Angela? And then the competition is literally people have to sort furniture around with the lamp and with the coffee table and be like, this is Angela.
So it's like a puzzle.
Yeah.
I had kind of the same thing, but it would be like four pictures of Angela, and every single picture would be slightly different.
And you had to pick out the differences.
And you'd say, what's wrong with Angela?
I like
that's
that.
Really oh my God. Anyways. Okay, that's a good one. So, yeah. CBS,
Charles,
did you hear that?
That was a good
one.
You better be listening. Seriously.
Yeah. What's wrong with Angela? And like, in one, her like earring is on the other side.
Yes, I love it. Her knot and chain is on one side.
Oh, knot and chain. That's
I'm giving a shout out to you, girl, too. So
I love
how about that? That's
her
new brand.
Who do you think has done the best? Who's hosted the best comp?
Who's hosted the best comp? I loved Caitlin's.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's got to be the best one.
I said, as thespians, we stan. I mean, it was hilarious. The light, the everything.
Yes.
That would exactly have been the competition I would want to host.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Yeah, she delivered, and I love that they're kind of wallowing and being really excited.
They're having fun with
what happened last year. But while we're talking about shout-outs and waddling, I don't know, poor transition. Hey,
it was a good one, Jess.
Okay, thanks.
It was really good, Jess.
Thanks. Hey, chatters. We see you. I want to let you know. And if you want to join the conversation, please go to our YouTube link, because I know some of you guys are listening. Go to our YouTube link on the side. Join the chat. Shout out to Netta Kins. She said, this is my first live, and I'm ready to talk BB21. So welcome, darling.
Yes.
Welcome.
And also, while you're in the chat, make sure to subscribe and like this video, because if it weren't for y'all, we wouldn't even be here. AfterBuzz is the ESPN TV, or is the ESPN of TV Talk, and for us to continue to grow, we want you to talk to us in the live chat. That's really what makes this panel so interesting, is we get to talk about our show with all of y'all. So we just named our pitch for Rachel's Power Veto competition. Why don't you name one in the chat right now? And while you're there, like I said, like and subscribe AfterBuzz TV.
All right, y'all. You gotta kill it with them, y'all.
I look at the marketing of this.
Yes.
Okay, you guys, let's get to what happened this evening. So if you are watching this right now, if you haven't seen the episode and you're watching us live, we will be ruining it for you. So come back or stop watching right now. I'll give you a second.
Yeah, keep watching.
I mean, keep watching.
Well, yeah, we'll give you a second.
Okay, that's enough. All right, so let's start with Camp Comeback coming to a close. Wow. Such a sad ending. So Cliff became the final member of Camp Comeback, and he, Ovi, Kemi, and David go head-to-head. So, Rachel, why don't you tell everyone what happened?
Oh, so what happened? Well,
After that,
it was the one with the ball holding up the thing and...
It's a Friends episode.
Holding up the thing. Yeah. But what happened was, is good old Cliff Hogg. You know, he was the physical threat we didn't know we needed.
Yeah, he hogged the competition.
Yes, he hogged up. He completed it earlier than the time frame that was allotted. He pulled a Fessy last year when he completed that one challenge in record time.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. It was the same comp last year that Casey won HOHN.
Mm-hmm. Mm. He didn't even need that extra ball. At the end, he was like, I don't need that ball. Yeah, he sunk was like, whatever. Anyway.
He nailed it. I can't believe the level of perfection that he executed this competition. I was shocked and I was pissed. I was so mad. I was so mad because it's such a waste of a week, number one. Because, I'm sorry, just okay, tell me how you really
feel. But we like that.
Let's explore that. So why do you think it's a waste? Because we all sort of had the same emotion.
Because, number one, it screws over everyone in the house because they all voted either Nicole or Cliff out and they're both still staying. There was no point of getting rid of someone in the dramatics of the switcheroo of the votes if he's going to come back anyway. And on top of it, he was the least likely one to come back, and he's the least likely one that I want to come back because he's not going to stir up any drama. Ovi had vengeance. Kimmy was like, girl, please. And then David had a full-blown strategy to come back in and annihilate them. And I wanted to see that, and now I don't get to.
And the house guests knew that too. Like, the house guests who were not in Camp Comeback, I think they fully knew that Cliff was like the throwaway. They knew that he was the safest one to come back for all of their games. They're like, okay, maybe we have one more week to maybe put Cliff on the block and maybe do what we did last week, like target Cliff. Like, it was just another week for them to figure things out and like work with an alliance. I think that they agreed. They, of all of the players, they didn't want to see David the most, I think, because David had the house figured out.
100%.
Ovi wasn't really a threat. I don't think Kemi was too much of a threat. She seemed a little bit too chill, I think.
Yeah, she's so monotone.
Yeah, she really was.
Yeah. I mean, Cliff, totally my train of thought. There's so much going on.
Yeah,
I think that there is a lot of validity to what you guys are saying. There's something to David being totally screwed over. And I don't know that it was being robbed in the competition. I mean, obviously we saw him sitting with Julie. He was very emotional. He took it but we all said how what a good sport he was in saying that he's so proud of Cliff and happy for him, because there is that stigma that we all talked about even in the first episode where you have these older guys who really don't seem to be able to play, or they're usually out first, they don't connect with people. It's just it's a staple in Big Brother, and Cliff is kind of proving that wrong each time. So I don't know if it's because he's doing this if he's just really good at being able to save himself during, because we've seen a lot of players over the years be really good at saving themselves when they need to. Maybe he's just sitting back. I don't know. I can't tell.
I always go back to thinking of Kevin in BB19, right? Mm-hmm. And I thought that he lasted so long because he played a good social game. Right. And whenever Cliff was in the house, I was like, okay, the factor in him either staying or leaving, I think, is going to be his social game. But he didn't necessarily play a great social game. He didn't really connect with the house guests in the way I thought. Mm-hmm. What's interesting about Cliff is he's actually staying because he's competing well. Like, yeah. whenever he was up for banishment, he was first place.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And then he killed this competition. Like, he's one of the few outsiders in terms of age that is competing well. So we say that this is a throwaway week, but who knows? What if Cliff surprises us all the way to the end in competing?
I hope if Cliff wins HOH, he goes after the six.
That.
Yeah.
Because that's the only, I guess, positive thing we can look at is if Cliff comes Cliff is back, that next week, if he were to win HOH, or he does win HOH, he's going to go against the six that voted against him, and hopefully he doesn't go, well, it's okay. No, Cliff. Cliff Hogg, I'm looking at you. Okay?
He's gonna
go after the six.
You know he's going to do
we
that,
need that. The viewers, we need that. Yes. Okay?
He's going to be like, no
that's
more
the
feelings.
Only silver lining.
No feelings.
The only silver lining.
Well, here's the other thing, too, that I was thinking about. If David had won, because, I mean, I feel like it was pretty much between, I guess, Cliff and David. It would have depended on the competition, I think. But with David winning, I still feel like there is a possibility, even though probably not, but I still feel like they could have swayed him into coming into their alliance, because it could be like, you know, you're athletic. They would want to defuse him as quickly as possible, as they don't really care about Cliff. So we still, I still feel like we have more of a balance with him, whereas David may be more of a wild card. He gets in back in the house, and he's finally going to play the game. And why wouldn't he align with the best people, especially if they're willing to?
Yeah.
Granted, he might be at the bottom of the totem pole, but I wanted to ask you guys, because, like, we saw in the last night's episode where, I mean, first of all, you have Undeniable, which is by far the worst name ever. But I just, how would you guys feel if you were on the opposite side of that, and everyone's telling you, like, we saw Ovi tonight, Ovi, get out of here, you gotta go, like, I mean, I want to know what you guys would do in that situation.
I would take the information that Nicole got from Sis and everybody else about bullying, I would see that there was contention within the alliance and not tell outright Bella about... Sorry, I don't want to jump too far ahead. I wouldn't outright tell Bella, like, they're calling you bullies, they want to target you and Nick. I would be a little bit more nuanced with it, so I would flesh out that kind of inner turmoil within the alliance and see if I could work with that in some way. Like, I would tell Sis to talk more about how Bella is a bully. Expand. I don't understand. Before Sis knows it, she's like convincing everybody else, like, yeah, Bella is a bully. We should take shots at her. Like, I would let her come to that conclusion before telling Bella this information.
Well, we shouldn't tell Bella nothing in general. But I don't think if we're going to jump to kind of the veto and Nicole going to Bella and Nick and saying this, I will say kudos to her for trying to save her side of the house. I was so impressed by that. I was like, girl, had some gonads. She went out there and she did it. But I don't think she could have gotten around, no matter what she said or how she went about it, I don't think she could have gotten out of Bella and Nick going back to them and saying something. I don't know if she could have been able to do that, because they've had this strong bond since the beginning. And as we see, Nick and Bella were so loyal to the six. So I don't think they could have gotten around that. It would have gotten back to them in some way.
Mm-hmm. No, I 100% agree. And can I just tell you, the level of frustration that I had watching last night's episode was insane.
Was
like, my blood was boiling, because there's so many levels to it, but specifically what we're talking about. I agree with what you're saying about flushing it out, but the wrong person. Nicole did right. I know she was beating herself up, but she did right. Number one, she was doing a Hail Mary. Mm. That was information that she used. The only unfortunate thing is it's one word against the other, and there was no additional people to
back her up.
Yeah, to correlate like her story.
Three against one.
And so my thing is this. If Bella and Nick were smart, they are the ones that should not have went to the entire house and basically call a house meeting to say, were you guys talking about me? Because who's going to be like,
yeah,
it was me. Of course they're going to lie profusely like they did. Mm-hmm. And so the smartest thing would have been to pull one of them aside each and call Sis and be like, hey, could you hear conversations about this? Exactly. Well, tell me, were you in the room for this? Mm-hmm. And then they would have started turning on people. They didn't know who said what. But when you do it like that, it was just the perfect. And there's is so stupid. And the best thing about it is it's temporary frustration, but it's long-term stupidity.
Whose phone is that,
because
by the way?
Not mine.
Is it us? Or I feel like it's, I don't know. But anyway, short-term frustration, but long-term stupidity, because literally they're going to go back and watch the show and they're going to look like idiots. Bella and Nick, you're idiots. She said that you're dumbasses last week. I'm saying that you're really stupid.
No.
She said, I had to get off that off my chest since last night. Yes.
For real.
Is that my phone?
Well, if it
isn't. Well, if it isn't, it's not mine.
Okay, Charles. We'll be back.
Charles will be right back.
You're going to be in detention. Detention.
Phones, oh, yeah.
He's very popular.
So you're
I'm sorry to cut you off. I didn't mean to cut you off. I think what you said was really valid, and I think there was. There's something that I've always said that I love this panel because it's so funny that I find things that are, we have such different perspectives a lot of the time. And, mm-hmm. But because with Nick and Bella, to me, like, I see them as, that was such a dumb thing to do, but they have these strokes of brilliance that, like, I think that, you know, when Bella saw right through Jackson throwing Nicole under the bus. He's like, I think it was Jackson that did it. I was just like, she's so smart. I would be targeting them so hard right now if I were in that house, because it is so obvious that they are clearly know what's going on. Same with, I mean, David was very intuitive in that way too, but it's interesting. They have these like strokes of brilliance, but yet then they do that other stuff. And
they
Bella
just talk
is,
too much.
Well, Bella's sort of doing like the, and I use this phrase all the time, but it's like the false target thing where she's almost, it's almost as if she's so good and she's smart in the sense of like she knows what's going on, but she like does all these dumb things like talk to everyone mm-hmm. and tell everyone
negates
everything.
It. Yeah.
It's people are almost like she's not a threat at all because she's just going to tell me everything
blab
about
it.
Her.
Yeah,
you know,
she's going
to
blab her mouth.
I agree, just to piggyback on what you just said real quick, they are smart in figuring out, but then they're so dumb because they're so gullible. Anybody can say anything to them and they believe it.
Yeah.
So it kind of defeats the purpose of figuring out stuff. Right. Like, I was like, oh, yes, they're figuring out. I was so happy because Mickey was so obvious.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, I just still can't when they all went in the room and they were like, we didn't do that. She said it. Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. Nicole's the idiot. I'm like, no. Okay, y'all are all in alliance together. Of course you're going to band together. And mm-hmm. the one girl on the other side, I tweeted about that today.
Yeah.
So.
And
I was
honestly, I think that was like a little bit of them subliminally just like, they didn't even realize that they were just trying to protect themselves. They were like, okay, let's all just say Nicole did it, because I don't think we can handle at this point inner like turmoil within our alliance. Like, I don't want to deal with like somebody in our alliance talking crap about somebody else in our alliance. I don't want to deal with that. So let's just say it was that person for now.
Yeah. Can I just? I have one more comment.
Yeah.
What's wrong with Nick and Bella?
You don't need to raise your
hand. There's
wrong. Oh, okay. I won't.
Oh, and by the way, just a side note. I take back what I said last week. If you guys were watching, I totally was like, oh, like, Mickey is growing on me. Like, I think that he's such like, a genuine person.
Oh, I remember when he said that. I remember when he said that.
Hey, I was having temporary, like, brain cray. Because literally, it's because he's playing the game good. I will say that. But he is not genuine.
Yeah.
He's a really good actor. He's a really good liar. He acts so genuinely. He's like, behind the scenes. And I don't like him now.
Well, I would that kind of goes into my next question for you guys. Is like, what Nicole was saying in terms of bullying, are all these people bullies? Are they really bullies? Because I think that there's two sides of this. You know, you can sort of like it is Big Brother, and I think you can misconstrue things and take things personally that would be maybe possibly seen as bullying, but it's also the game.
Yeah.
And I mean I have my own opinions, but I wanted to hear you guys what you think about
I do think there is some bullying going on here. I believe that, no, there's definite bullying going on, and people are talking down to each other like Jack did to Kimmy. That was so disgusting to watch. Who are you to speak to somebody
that
way? It's absolutely mind-boggling. And then the other thing that I'm going to get into my news and gossip tonight that Nick did in the house, it's ridiculous. You should never be questioning somebody on something like anxiety, something that is affects so many people.
Yeah.
I mean, I as someone who got out of the Big Brother house and experienced anxiety for the first time for months, mm-hmm. you know, it's something that's real. And as a therapist, to question something like that, how dare you?
Yeah,
you should
right.
know better.
I didn't even think of the context of a therapist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I definitely think there's bullying. But I think that going into the Big Brother house, honestly, like, I feel for Nicole. I think she's a great person. I don't think she's meant for Big Brother. I don't think she's meant for that house. I think she's a good person. But good people are not who I root for on Big Brother. I root for people who play the game and play the game well, and that doesn't always translate to being a good person. So, like, Nicole, I think that she flubbed a couple of times strategically in the past week, and it resulted in this mob mentality coming after her.
Yeah.
We heard it in the beginning of the episode. The mob put down their pitchforks for long enough to come up with a new alliance name. I think there was a mob mentality. And Nicole has a bit of a submissive and passive and non-confrontational personality that makes it easy for somebody to jump all over her. Yeah, and okay. It's a shame. It's cringy and awful to watch. And in the outside world, I don't think a person like Bella would necessarily keep attacking Nicole. But maybe it was a little bit of venting and frustration. I still think she's an awful person for doing it, though.
Right. So, absolutely. I agree with you both, because it was 100% bullying.
Yeah.
And the major part of it is, I believe in strong gameplay. And I do see the variance that you're saying, Bryce, in this situation. However, the moment to me that it turned into bullying is when the entire room were literally like people walking. No, we're talking game. You gotta go. You're not invited. You're not in here. They're kicking people out. And the moment that I was like, ugh, because I actually like Christy. Mm-hmm. Their name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did like her. But when they were in, her and Jack were in the storage room, and we're like, David, you're so good. No, you've been doing everything perfect. You kept your mouth shut. You've just been playing along with us. Obi should have kept his mouth shut. Now he's in trouble. I was like, I would like to strangle you right now. And then, by the way, I wanted to literally switch places with Nicole. My heart broke for her. The way that Bella was talking to her, I was like, can I just kind of transit? Because
talking at her.
I don't mind confrontation.
I don't want to switch about, the
whole I'm not done. I'm sorry. the thing about Bella and talking over, they target weak people. They target their predators who find, like, they're like, oh, I'm going to prey on someone who cannot have a voice. And I appreciate Tommy recognizing it, but he did not have Nicole's back. I agree with you. She's not built for the show because she does make mistakes, but it was just so painful to watch.
Yeah. And
my heart was broke.
Yeah. And whenever I really wanted to jump in was whenever, like, Jack was doing that thing with Ovi, like, fully trying to intimidate him. And Ovi was like, hey, like, are we good? And Jack was like, we're good.
Yeah.
Patronizing.
Nothing to worry about, buddy. I was like, I want to. Yeah. I don't want.
Well, that's the same way he acted when he talked to Kemi.
Yeah, it was bad.
He's so disgusting. Like in the patronizing way, it's just like I just want them to meet their match.
Yeah.
That's the type of person I am.
They'll meet their match on Twitter when they get off the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I agree with all of you. I think there's 100% like bullying. I mean, there's no question about it. Like Jack and Mickey are the fact that he wanted to that he threw in that vote in order to, and maybe that was whatever, but in order to pin it on like poor innocent little Nicole, who has no threat to his game whatsoever. What is wrong with them? I mean, they need to it's just so unnecessary. They act like it's like high school. Everyone is like they're just it's and Jack walking around like, oh, you better, like, even when Cliff walked into the one sofa room or whatever, and he said, oh, you know, I'm not really sure what's going on, and you better get up, like, you know, there's a bunch of people talking to us. Like, all right, well, I better get up there then, because I'm running this house.
Yeah.
Like, go. You're sad, dude. I mean, seriously, you're nobody.
Bad.
And it's.
I'm so glad you brought that up. I forgot about that.
I think that you're right, though. I mean, I that's what I would love to see is, like, them to meet their match. Because the other side of that house, if they can get even an ounce of power, I just really hope that they see right through the stuff, this, like.
And I'm surprised at Kimmy, though, because out of everyone in the house, I saw her at the beginning being more so the one to have the gusto to be like, you know, tell people off or at least to stand up for herself. But the situation that you brought up, Rachel, the way that she just sat there and kind of adapted to and conditioned herself to be like, okay, I won't put my stuff in the fridge. Though we all saw, like, her sarcasm.
Yeah.
She still gave him what he wanted, and he felt so glorified by having to tell her her perspective. I have a perspective to give to you.
I actually liked her reaction, though, because I think he wanted a reaction of her, and she was like, you know what, I know what you want, and I'm not going to give it to you.
Yeah, and he, just what he said, he goes, you have a tendency to put your shaker bottles in the fridge. We prep ice appropriately so that we have fridge space.
What are you, the fridge Nazi? Like
what?
Back
no.
off.
No.
Seriously. Yeah. And he was like, what do you think will happen if we all put our shaker bottles? Like,
what do you everyone think? Wants to put their shaker bottles. Like, ooh.
Are we in middle school?
But I am disappointed in Kimmy, though, the last point. With her being, and I said this the last week, you remember, I was like, oh, I was so happy that she was going to be a BB camper because you can literally go off and not be,
have
you know, have repercussions. So she didn't do anything. She didn't expose the alliance that she figured out. She didn't expose this or expose that. It's just a waste. Now she's out the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a waste.
Maybe if she were in more of like a Bella type of position in a strong alliance where she feels a little bit more protected, she would have done it at the onset. And then I think when she went into Chem Comeback, maybe she felt like all was lost.
But you have nothing to lose. You're still in the house. This was the perfect social experiment doing the BB campers. And I don't think that nobody took advantage of it except David. Bless his heart.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The problem is, though, I mean, I think that what we're all saying is really when it comes down to is that no one's being really strategic in this house as much as we want them to be.
Except Tommy.
I think Tommy can be. I would say that, and I think that
and Sam.
I think that Sam can be, but I don't. I mean, and maybe we're just not seeing that as much.
I don't think we are.
Probably Holly is. I think is maybe being a little bit more strategic about what she's doing. But
you know who I.
It's just like the people that we're seeing, and I feel like this happens like every season, that we see the people that are not, that are the ones that are kind of like flying off the handles or just telling, like Christy telling everybody everything, or
the only
Bella telling everybody everything. You know?
Yeah, I quite enjoyed tonight when they did the interviews with your three evicted house guests, and very interesting to hear them say Sam. When I heard Kimmy say Sam, that kind of like was a light bulb in me. I was like, ooh, I didn't kind of... Sam can be annoying, clearly, in the diary room.
His voice is very
annoying. Yeah. But it was interesting to see her say that, because now that this has happened with them going against each other, I could see this happening. And then all of a sudden, you got Tommy in the middle, you got Sam in the middle, you've got the people in the middle.
Honestly, I thought that Christy's whole paranoid meltdown about her going on the block was a bit of a guise. I thought that was strategic in some way, because I can see... If she wanted to save Nicole for some reason, then she would go to Kat and say, like, I'm going to be backdoored. Don't use the power of veto so we can save Nicole. Like, as a workaround way, like, to tell Kat not to use the power of veto. Like, I'm hysterically crying because I'm so convinced. But then I was like, well, that doesn't make sense.
That's a good way to think about it.
Right. She was literally freaking out.
So I was like, why is she, like, I was like, this is coming out of nowhere. Why is she doing this?
It's like when you go into the diary room and someone, like, I mean, that's what all, you know, all the great people do. They would, if Christy put all that show and then was like, don't worry, that would be strategic to me. And maybe on a level, it was like she was just really that pair. I mean, again, I told you guys, it was like maybe she reminds me of Vanessa so much.
I think she is just that paranoid.
Like, I mean, that's what Vanessa was. She was so paranoid all the time, was crying hysterically, and like was thinking everyone was out to get her. It was just, that's what she reminds me of so much. But I want to ask you guys, so we've seen, okay, so now we have this undeniable, which there's a final, we finally get, it's Grateful plus Sam.
Yeah.
We also saw the, you know, formation of six shooters, which is the six.
Sorry. Yeah.
God, all of these numbers.
Oh my God, she's getting
are
six.
Making me, are literally
she's
making us
gonna
sick.
Be six.
It's like, she's going to be six. So I want to know, though, do you guys think, you know, it seems sort of like Nick and Bella were on the outs now. Maybe there's some repairing, I don't know how to say that. Repairing going on. Who do you think will be the first to split? And or are we seeing it? Are we seeing it already?
Like
out of this, out of the big nine. Yeah, like who's going to turn on who, and where's the split going to go?
Well, I think if one of the Jacks, or I think if Mitchie wins, I think he'll put up Nick and Bella. Mm-hmm. I think he would be one. But I just think now that this has happened, any of them will put up.
I feel like it's easier a question to ask, like, who wouldn't try to blow up their alliance at this point? I don't think Holly would. I don't think Annalise would. I don't think Jack would.
Analyze.
He might put up, like, Jack might put up Nick and Bella. but I think they're all either targeting Nick and Bella. And if by some fluke Bella wins, might go after Mick. Like, what would she do?
Why are you trying to
Bella
ruin my night?
Definitely.
She would go after,
that would be awesome.
Go after them Nicole. Now.
So special shout out, just by the way, because we see you chat. We see each other. Shelby Anderson. Shelby Anderson. This is her first time viewing. Hey, girl. Thanks so much for joining. She's really excited to be in the chat. And then Shamar said, you're giving Christy too much credit for that whole analysis. And we agree.
Very
true.
Just
need to give her some credit. I need to give one of these houses.
But with a question that was being asked, who's going to take a shot? So I really hope that someone from these 84 alliances don't win. HOH, that would be nice. But if they did, I do think that they're going to target Nick and Bella. I don't think they're going to do it directly. Like I don't see them. For some reason, there's like this fear. Unless it's Jack or Jackson. Perhaps, but everyone else are going to be like, well, let's try to backdoor them maybe, because they still want to salvage this alliance. It's so interesting.
They go early, so
in and out, because shortly after, they all profusely lied, by the way, and said, we didn't say that, we didn't think that, we didn't blah, blah, blah. Moments, clips later, they're all back talking shit about them. Like, oh, God, Nick gets on my nerves. He's unbelievable. And da 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 da.
It's so early, though. Like, why go after your own alliance?
Yeah, it's still so early for them to be doing that, I feel.
Just evict, two other people and then have, a real plan.
Like I said, level six, man, we would have never gone after each other until it was two of us on the block together. There's no way. And as you saw, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Well, this is actually a perfect time for a little segment. We like to call Rachel H. That was on the spot. That was made up.
Well, it is everybody's favorite segment.
Was it? Yes, it was. Thank God. Thanks, Rachel.
You need to record that.
Oh my God.
Music.
Rachel H. Yes, Rachel H is everybody's favorite segment, and it gives us some context into what a former Big Brother house guest would do. As we all know, Rachel Swindler over here was on Big Brother season 20.
Yes.
So she's going to give some insight on what she would do in Big Brother season 21. Now, I know that they've compared Big Brother season 20 to Big Brother season 21, calling it Chanel versus Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Rachel was on the Chanel team.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be awkward if it was.
Maybe she can bring some Chanel.
Chanel versus Walmart.
Maybe she can bring some Chanel into this Walmart type of situation. So, Rachel, I ask you, if you were HOH and had the opportunity to go after your own alliance in the way that Mickey had proposed to go after Nick and Bella, would you go after your alliance this soon in the game if you were HOH?
Well, since I literally just said I thought it was too soon to go after their own alliance, that's exactly what I would have done. I would have gotten out somebody that I thought was a bigger threat. Uh-huh. I mean, but if I was in that alliance and looking at the other side, looking at Cliff and Nicole and I would have been Kat, Jessica, I'd be like, I don't know who is a big target to even go after on that side. It would just be, I wouldn't even know who to go after,
I would
to be
probably,
honest with you.
Probably go after Kat and justify it by saying you just won the veto.
The veto. I mean, that's a good thing. No, but I wouldn't have gone after my own alliance. It's way too early. I wouldn't have done it because then I'd have all these people against me. Unless I had rallied the numbers within my alliance.
Yeah.
You know, to say, oh, we're going to get out this person, and I've gotten everybody on the same page, then yes. But no, I believe it's way too early to do that. But the viewer, Rachel... Now, viewer Rachel, you better go. You better do some big moves. You better go after your own alliance. You better put up the jacks. Do it right now.
Yes.
But gameplay Rachel's like, no, it's too soon. But viewer Rachel, yeah, she wanted that shit to blow up.
I'm glad we got the Chanel insight into the Walmart.
Right. That's right.
You know what their alliance should have been called? It should have been called Aisle 6, okay?
Yes.
That's about how expensive that alliance is.
No, I agree. But to me, I'm so big. When it comes to alliances, I'm like, stay together, because the worst alliances always break up too soon. But in this case, this is the most volatile alliance that I've ever witnessed.
Yeah.
Like, they're all talking crap about each other. They're like, yeah, we're in an alliance, but we're not really. Like, I've never seen it play out specifically like this. So I'm like, you need to break away. And the other side is so weak. These are waste. All these people that they're getting out are waste.
Yeah.
And just one last thing. I've been like Team Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so over her choices for veto
competitions.
Well,
I wanted to ask you guys about Jessica.
Holy
crap.
Why would she have? Honestly, like, why would she?
Is she clueless? She just needs to be evicted for that. Literally, please, just
and bye. Also girl just bye. One girl more bye. Thing with the six shooters. If they had been smart, like level six was last year. Sorry, I always say this about level six. But if they've been smart and used Bella and Nick to their advantage, like we use Sam and JC to our advantage, they would get really far.
But in the same breath, Bella and Nick should realize that they are on the outs with their alliance and go to the other side of the house and like form an alliance that way. But I really would like to see a Nick, Bella, Sam alliance because I think they have all they would need some brawn. Well, yeah, but yeah. I mean like more solidified because I think they could go really far. I like that. I think that if you get like even I mean I think that they could go really far because I guess Sam has been proving to be like a comp beast because I was like they have all the brains, they don't really have any brawn, but he has won some. But I mean these smaller alliances might be better, like those three, or you know, Holly, Mickey, Jack, and Sis actually could go very far if they were just a foursome.
Because Bella's literally self-destructing, so I find it interesting that she could have had potential with her, Nick, Sam, and then perhaps the people that she's targeting, such as Kimmy, and such as Jessica, and such Nicole. As Nicole.
Yes.
Like, that could have actually been something strong, but she's stupid.
God.
I just want to comment about the whiteboard right now that it just says Big Brother.
Brother.
Big Brother. Big Brother. And that's it. That's the only thing. Okay.
Wait. Okay, so, but really quickly, Catherine won the veto last week, and Rachel, I wanted to know if you think that she has an actual shot with Brett.
Hell yeah.
No, I don't.
Why?
Well, Brett has a girlfriend.
Apparently she has a boyfriend.
Breaking news! Brett has a girlfriend.
We were waiting for the news segment.
We weren't going to announce it.
Yeah. We weren't going to announce it, but...
Oh. And according to Rachel's really great news gossip last week, so does Catherine.
Yeah,
so what is
I
she
know.
Doing?
What? She has a boyfriend?
Has a boyfriend of 2.5 years.
He threw her a $2,000 going away party for this show.
I've had messages with him. He's been messaging a lot of the big, like, Taryn Armstrong. He's messaged Big Brother Live account. He messages me. So
anyway, Rachel's the best at this news segment, I must say. So I'm salivating.
Should
on
we
what
go
you
to news?
To
yes, we should go
please.
To news.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Okay, all right. Well, we have a couple of news stories here. I'll start out with house guest Nick Macaroon, right? Nick Macaroon. So, as I said earlier, he was questioning Nicole's anxiety, and the video went a little viral on Twitter. Not a little, but a lot viral on Twitter. BB20 fans emailed and called his work at Brett DiNovoni and Associates, and apparently got him fired. So, as we see... this picture that I have sent that's up right now.
Oh,
I will read that real quick if I can bring it up. But basically what the gist of it is, they've emailed, they said that they didn't like his behavior. They said, well, that's fine because he does not work here anymore. So it looks like Nick might not have a job. And in the past, Big Brother fans are known to do this when they do not respect the behavior, especially as someone who works with children and is a therapist, and questioning someone on their anxiety and bullying them, it doesn't make sense why somebody like that would be saying
stuff
like that.
Well, it's counterintuitive. It's counterproductive.
Exactly.
It's
counterproductive.
They said not like N-O-T, all in capital letters. He does not work here anymore.
He does not work here. And just some lighter news other than that, as we see Winston Hines, which is a Big Brother 20 contestant, will be premiering on Love Island. He actually premiered tonight on Love Island, so...
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
They originally, I believe it was supposed to be Brett and Winston on Love Island together.
Like as a couple?
But not as a couple.
That would have been
not as a couple.
Amazing.
But
that would have been amazing.
Winston is on the show. I was trying to get on the show. I was like, how great of a storyline would that be if I showed up and I was Winston.
I have such a big crush.
Just because we have a little bit of history. Come on.
I have such a big crush.
I'm bringing you all the juice.
I had such a big crush on Winston, I will admit. Last season, y'all remember
how
obsessed I was?
You had a crush on Winston?
Yeah, of course I did. I'll fight you. You want to fight? Brett, I did too, but in like a different kind of way. Like, I wanted to marry Winston.
Yeah, you want to marry Winston and you want to...
have a good time with Brett. And I wanted to...
Are we doing the F, Mary, Kill?
Yeah, I think Charles would have done. Oh, that's Charles. That's our oven timer.
No, that's Winston. He's walking in the studio. Oh, my God.
Winston!
I do.
Winnie Pooh.
All right, do we have anybody on a, in the chat that's saying that wants to ask a question or anything? You guys want to talk to us? Ask us what we want to do.
Well, Jessica Gilbert said that karma doesn't play around. It came swiftly this time.
Oh, that's nice.
Joseph Bozo said, love Rachel's segment.
Ooh. Nice.
Lacey Solis says, Nick and Bella got to go. I love that.
I disagree, you guys. I'm really enjoying them.
They are entertaining. I just, ugh, it's just so cringy, you know?
Meanwhile, Bryce is like cousins with Nick.
Yeah, he's my cousin.
Again, and can I also say, just to discuss Kat here for a second and her veto win, when she was like, I want all these people to know who I am and know I'm here to compete and I'm here to play. And I was like, but why?
Yeah, I know what's going on.
I was just like, wait, girl, but you're playing a fine game, like, it's going well for you, because just chill. Like, you don't need to be winning competitions. What you doing? Like, I'm here to show everybody that I'm a competition threat. I was like, no.
That's worked out well.
Not yet. I wouldn't do that yet if I were you.
I'm not going to lie. For, like, you know, when everything was happening up in the room and everyone was trying to go up there, I totally forgot that Catherine was even in the house.
Well, yeah.
Until that last scene where she's like, ding dong. I was like, oh, yeah.
I love that they added that in. She has a breath of fresh air, I will say.
She's funny.
She is very funny.
I wouldn't be friends with her after.
But one last thing I want to say, because I kind of had what's it called, epiphany almost. So I'm going to give Jess, I took credit from Jessica, but I'm going to give it back just a little bit.
just because she's your namesake. Just because you have the same
like,
name.
It could be embarrassing us on TV, girl. but no, her veto choices are trash, and I stand by that.
God, yeah. Terrible.
Like, you're choosing people from the most obvious alliance. They all... 9 of them were up in the room, and they shooed all of you out. If that's not obvious, you guys need to wake up. But anyway, I will say this, though. Her deciding not to have Nicole's back was not good. However, the only defense, even though she didn't give it, I'm going to give it to you, girl, if you're listening. You're not. The only defense I can give her is that it was discovered that Nicole, Ovi, and Cliff were all in the alliance zing together. So technically, if she would have chose Nicole, it would have been seemingly obvious that Nicole could have chose someone in her own zing alliance, which would have been Cliff. That's the only reason not to have allowed for Nicole to play.
And honestly, if Nicole would have won the veto, she wouldn't have even chosen to get anybody off because she knew she was the backdoor target.
Well, no, because now when you win the veto, you can save someone and that person's safe
as well.
Won
the veto,
it's the gold veto. It's the gold power veto now. Remember, it used to be the silver one back in the day. The silver one back in the day, you could save someone, but you have risk of going up. But now, the golden one.
Oh, duh. Girl, what year am I living in?
That's what I'm here for.
All right, you guys.
I should join that alliance with how stupid that was.
Zing!
So for our prediction segment, we're gonna bring it back to have it.
TV prediction.
So, since we don't know who the HOH is, I thought we would have a fun little Chen chatter, which is where we discuss things. Host Julie Chen Mimouza said in interviews to press to take your Big Brother gameplay and production. Yeah, there you go. So, when asked how to make the most out of your HOH, here's what she said. If we can pull up that video while we're doing that, she just I want to hear you guys what you guys would say.
Oh, yeah.
My best advice on making the most out of your HOH is to listen to everyone, respect everyone, and please don't get drunk with power. Your housemates don't like it. The viewers don't like it. The Big Brother fans, they hate it. Do yourself a favor and have some humility.
Okay, so with that being said...
I thought that she was going to say, like, don't get drunk. Yeah. I was like, can you please get
drunk? Don't get drunk.
That'd be more
Julie
fun.
Christ over here. Yeah. Like, come on, easy to say.
Turn water into wine. No, so I want to know, like, for the next HOH, whoever that may be, what would you guys like to see out of them? You know, maybe you can predict who it could be, but what advice would you give?
My prediction is I want it to be Nicole or anybody not in the 9, the undenutable. I just want anybody but them to win and to put up the Jacks. I want something epic to happen, as we all do. I want it to happen. I agree with Julie. Don't get drunk with power. Just play the game.
I
don't want Jessica to win, unfortunately, because I feel like she would.
She keeps going mad at her.
I know, because I feel like she's
going to hate Jessica.
She's going to put up Cliff and Nicole, honestly.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, like, I
She cannot win. She cannot win.
I don't trust her.
The first person I've nominated is Cliff.
Right.
Like, second.
Jessica.
I just
myself.
Right. So yeah. So either Cliff or Nicole winning would be great. Who else is left? It confuses me
because I don't want Kat to win because I don't think Kat would know what she. I nominate
myself.
Yeah. And myself again.
Kat, please don't let her win. Yeah. Or I don't want Bella to win. Now, if someone, maybe like a Holly or a Sis, I think they may have more gusto to switch things up a little bit.
I don't think so.
At least go after Bella and Nick, maybe. Either go after Bella
those
and Nick or go
would
after
totally
Jack
make
and Mickey.
One of those girls do the dirty work.
I kind of want Bella to win.
Exactly, they would. Yeah,
they would make them do it. What do you think, Charles?
I would say I want Nicole to win, but I honestly think she's too easily swayed to make a big move.
I agree.
I would say she has the most vengeance to go after Bella, the most hated person in the house. But whenever it comes down to who I really want to see on those chairs, I really want to see Jack sitting in that eviction night chair. And I think the person who has the guts to do it would either be Sam or...
Sam. Cliff. I want Sam to win.
Or Cliff could do it, yeah. He has, nothing to lose.
Maybe if he's... Like I said, maybe he's mad about those 6 votes, you know?
Okay, Sam,
who was against me?
Well, that's what I... Really Sam quickly, I wanted to say, you know, it was a 6-4 vote. How do you guys think that's going to affect the game? Do you think it will be discussed?
Well,
or?
After tonight's episode, they cut to eavesdrop on the house guest, and it looked like... It looked like Bella and Nick were trying to work it out with their alliance.
Yeah, it looked like they were, too.
They were trying.
Well, then you go to Twitter.
They looked like they were mad.
I heard their alliance justifying to them why they decided to flip the vote.
And Chrissy said, I don't care.
Yeah.
They're like, this is what we want to do. So I think it may get a little heated. I can't wait to go home and watch the BB After Dark. Yeah. But
on Pop.
Yeah. On Pop TV. Every night on Pop TV. Check your local listings. All right, you guys. That's it for us. Tune in next Thursday for another after show following the live eviction. And if you want even more BB20 coverage, be sure to check out Big Brother Small World with JC every Tuesday here, right here on AfterBuzz TV. Thank you guys for joining us once again. I'm Bryce McClay. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice.
I'm Rachel Swindler. You can find me on Instagram at Rachel Swindler and on Twitter at Rachie Swin.
Hey guys, I'm Jessica Williams. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Jessica WW and on Instagram at Miss Jessica Williams. And just the last shout out on our chat to Beefy Fireman. He said that I love watching you guys. This was a good time. We love you too.
Beefy Fireman, he can call me or follow me at Charles Connolly on both Instagram and Twitter. Hey, Beefy Fireman, I'll be looking for that notification.
Thanks, guys, from outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz Studios. I'm Bryce McClay. Good night.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.